Hey, what's up? It's Alex. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything that you need to make a podcast all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Sometimes you gotta go back and go forwards. But sometimes you don't have to go anywhere at all. Instacart makes it so you can order your groceries, pet food, and more from home. So you can do what you need to do, whether it's praying to the Lord or playing with your willy, whatever suits you best. So what are you waiting for? It's time to transcend your physical form. Follow the link in the show notes and create your account and start feeling alright, alright, alright after you do your shopping. Instacart. Just do it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Short News Podcast with your host, Alex Mador. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Short News Podcast. It's your boy, Alex Mador, the only person on this podcast. I'm joined with my cat, who is sleeping. That's what's going on in my life. I hope everyone's doing well. I couldn't even watch the Trump rally last night, but we can try to see what kinds of things he said. I tuned in for maybe 1 minute and couldn't handle it, so I just went to bed. It was an early night for me. I don't know. I'm so worried about this election. Really, really scared for November. Regardless of what happens, there's going to be so much unrest. It's not even funny. But anyways, Trump had a rally in Ohio last night, and they talked about it on Morning Joe for a second. I don't think I'd get in trouble if I show the clip, right?
We're going to go to the campaign rally last night in Ohio. President Trump told supporters that the coronavirus affects, quote, virtually nobody.
Virtually nobody.
Now know the disease. We didn't know it. Now we know it. It affects elderly people with heart problems and other problems. If they have other problems, that's what it really affects. That's it. You know, in some states, thousands of people, nobody young, below the age of 18, like nobody.
That's not even true. That's completely false.
They have a strong immune system. Who knows? You look, you take your hat off to the young because they have a hell of an immune system, but it affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing.
Donnie, telling lies. If you look at the actual statistics, you will see that this virus can affect even the healthy young people. There's plenty of evidence of that. You can go ahead and do the research yourself, fact check me on that. But there's been plenty of cases of young people getting this virus and having to be put on ventilators or worse. So this dude is just spouting lies and telling these people what they want to hear. And the last week has been really scary. Oh, they've got the coronavirus U.S. total deaths up in the corner, 201,068 is the most recent number that I'm seeing.
Back in March, this is what the president acknowledged to Bob Woodward about young people and the virus.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. Just today and yesterday, some startling facts came out. It's not just older.
Yeah, exactly.
Young people, to plenty of young people.
It's plenty of young people.
We have so much to talk about it. What went on at this?
He admitted to Woodward is just really good at getting information out of presidents. It seems like, because wow, like they have him on record saying that, and he's still gonna try to spin that somehow to say, well, "No, I didn't say that. The virus doesn't affect young people. No, that's not true. It's just the fake media. You can't trust Woodward. It's a audio deepfake. No, dude, you said that because that was the actual information you were given, and you just want to tell your supporters something else so they still support you. Oh, our guy, he fought off the Kung Flu. He beat the Kung Flu so hard. Yeah, we need to get back to America being great. Yeah, that's what we gotta do. I fucked my sister, and then my sister is my cousin, and my cousin is my daughter. You do the math, because I can't do the math. But Trump 2020, yeah. Trump 2020, keep America great, yeah. I'm so scared for this election. Do they have any other Trump quotes here? I'm looking. I don't see any. Okay, so that's insane. In other Donald Trump news, I know you guys love when I talk about him. We got issues here with TikTok. We got more issues. I thought we were in the clear. I think I jinxed it. Saying TikTok is safe. It's safe. Everyone rejoice. You can use the app now. There is a little bit of a problem there. Let's take a look. Trump and Beijing both hinted at blocking the Oracle TikTok deal amid huge confusion about who will own the app. ByteDance, the Chinese company, is claiming that they're going to own 80% of the app still. But Oracle is like, no, man, that's not the deal that I agreed to. We're going to own the majority of the app. And Trump is like, I'm going to like block this whole deal if you guys don't let the American companies take control of this app. So TikTok may not be safe. We might actually be screwed in that regard. And I just started getting back into TikTok. Once I was reassured that it was going to be safe, I started using it again. It's a lot of fun. And now I'm finding out it's going to be gone again. How many times has he jerked us around like this with, oh yeah, TikTok, we're getting rid of it. Oh no, we made a deal with TikTok. Oh, now we're getting rid of it. Oh no, I think we're going to keep it. And we're getting rid of it. It's just, this is just a like an emotionally, psychologically abusive relationship with the government. Where they tell you they're going to do one thing, and then they change their mind without telling you, and then blame you. And then they go back and do the same thing, and then they act like they're not doing that same thing, and then they go back to doing it. And it just keeps going like that. And that's not good for people's mental states, I have to say. It definitely concerns me about the future of social networks and what, like, if they take down TikTok, what's next? Twitter? Because they've been pretty good about fact-checking the president overall recently. And I'm worried that he might threaten to ban that. And what happens to freedom of speech? Like, that's definitely a big issue. And I don't know, hopefully everybody votes. That's all I can say. Because He's gonna replace the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg by the end of the week, guys. By the end of the week, he's gonna have the nomination. So we're fucked. I hate to tell you like that, but we are. It's a really bad situation, and I'm sorry we're in it. But what are we gonna do? And so that's what's going on with TikTok. And then we've got nearly 9 million Americans haven't received their stimulus checks. And the CDC guidance to schools is inconsistent. So let's talk about the stimulus checks. People still haven't received those yet. They've been waiting for that since what? Since July or since... Like, Democrats and Republicans have been arguing about this shit forever, and because of their inability to come to some sort of deal, people are left in the dust, starving, trying to put food on the table and pay their bills and not being able to. Democrats and Republicans, you guys need to, like, realize that there are bigger things at stake than your personal agendas. Because it's affecting everybody, including me, and it's pissing me off. I haven't gotten my stimulus check. I don't know when that's going to come. And then 1.1 million Americans who are underpaid. Really? Damn. I don't know. Everything involving money in our government always takes so long. And that just goes to show how much they care about money for themselves, not for us. They take forever to get it to us. They don't want us to have it. Even though it's our tax dollars at work for us. So hopefully people start receiving that soon. I know a lot of people who've been waiting for a while, including myself. It sucks, man. It really sucks. When you can't, you don't have faith in your own government to take care of you when you need it, when you don't have control of what's going on. But they've handled this whole thing so terribly, and I hope something changes. I really do. You hear my guinea pigs in the background? I don't know if you can hear that, but they're arguing. They do that sometimes. It's really funny. But man, so is that all the news? Oh yeah, in 90 Day Fiancé news. Because I love this show, and I highly suggest everyone watches it. If you don't know already about it, it's so an American person meets somebody from a different country, usually online, and they spark up a relationship, and they end up getting engaged really, really quick. Like, some people propose to their person 2 days after meeting them or something ridiculous like that. And you know, so obviously they don't know each other that well, but then the person comes over on the 90-day visa, the K-1 visa, which means they have to get married within 90 days to a person they barely know. And the show is documenting a bunch of these couples who are in that situation with the K-1 visa, getting to know each other, living with each other, trying to coexist. And a lot of the times, there's a huge clash, and it's very dramatic and cringe, and it's a great show. It's like TLC is trash television, but trash television is the only television I'll watch. What, I'm gonna sit there and watch CNN all day and want to, like, blow my brains out? No, I don't want to do that. So anyways, in 90 Day Fiancé news, the infamous Larissa has been arrested again. It happened over the weekend. She was arrested by ICE regarding a domestic incident on Saturday. So now, since it's her third time, she's facing potential deportation. And that upsets me. Not because that really sucks for her. I mean, it does. But mostly because that means no more content for TLC. She's their biggest or biggiest star. She says everything with an E at the end. She was released, though, and moved to Colorado with her boyfriend Eric right after getting out. I don't know what her future holds, but I do definitely wish her the best, even though she gave Colt absolute hell when she was married to him. But yeah, I love that show. Check it out. 90 Day Fiancé, TLC, Sunday nights at 8. They only have one episode left, one new episode, but you can find it on demand on TLC.com. And just, you put in your cable provider information, you sign in, and you can watch every episode. Limited commercials. Limited commercials. Hell yeah. So that's the news. We really blazed through that today. That was cool. I'm glad that we didn't dwell too much on it, because man, it sucks. The news is really depressing me. I've been so sad. And I'm running out of video games, so I read more news. I'm on Twitter more. And seeing all the shit going on in the world is not helping me at all. And I had to reschedule therapy because I had this other doctor's appointment for my reflux. And so now I'm a little crazy. I don't feel very stable. You know, podcasting to me is kind of like therapy, but longer than 45 minutes. It's the worst part of therapy. You're in the middle of a thought and it's like, oh, we're out of time for today. It's like, what? Oh, fuck. Damn it. Ah. Oh. And then it's like back to reality, thrust back into the stresses of life, having to deal with it yourself. Like, I wish I had a therapist 24/7. That would be so great. Just to shadow me all day, because I do get into these funks of anxiety, panic, frustration, you know, all very human things, but I feel them in very extreme amounts. And that's not good. It's really not good at all, because I'll be the first to admit I have a temper. Having a temper runs in both sides of my family, and that my parents took out a lot of their shit out on me, so I'm kind of a very frustrated person. And when I get frustrated, it's I yell. even in video games, like those Twitch stream freakouts, that I'll get close to that. I sometimes, if there's hackers, And I get really frustrated, and it's like something that I need to work on managing. So I just downloaded this anger management app to help me deal with it, because I've definitely found myself getting more freaked out and more angry as the days go by during this pandemic. And you know, I'm trying to make changes. I went for a walk yesterday, a pretty long walk, and it was refreshing. I listened to some music while I was walking. I got to see all different kinds of people out on the street, remembered what life is like a little bit, even forgot that I was wearing a mask. And just, you know, it was great. It was really great, and I almost stopped and got a pack of cigarettes just because I was, like, feeling good. And I was like, no, that's just going to make me feel bad. Don't do that. You've been good about this for a while. But no, it was a beautiful day. It was a great walk. I almost went to Central Park by myself Which, that's crazy for me because I don't go out. I haven't gone out in forever. Like, I haven't gone to a restaurant. Indoor dining is a thing again, but I'm not doing it. It's not safe. The statistics are coming back on that, saying, like, you're extremely likely to get sick if you do that. The people who don't indoor dine are less likely to catch the virus. I'm trying to be careful. But I almost went to Central Park, which you're like, Alex, like, it's outdoors. Why would you be nervous about that? Listen, it's not necessarily the virus. The virus is my excuse to get out of it. But just walking through this park full of so many people, by myself, it really makes me anxious. And I know, and my therapist says this all the time. He's like, Alex, nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody cares. They're into their own shit. No one's gonna attack you. You're fine. Like, because I'm mostly just worried about, like, there's somebody, like, harassing me or making fun of me for the way I look or racism or something. Like, I'm never worried about, like, hey, it's that guy with the podcast, because this podcast isn't that big. Like, listen, I'm not that egotistical. I'm mostly just worried for my safety, just being out in the world. It'd be the same thing on the subway. It took me the longest time to be okay with going on the subway. Just for the reason that it's this enclosed metal box where you're so close together with all these strangers, and sometimes there's, like, crazy people on there, and they get in your face, and it doesn't feel good, and there's nowhere to run, and I get very claustrophobic and anxious, and it feels like this feeling that I'd get on acid in public, where it's like you feel like you're moments away from just losing grip with reality and freaking out in front of everyone, but you know you can't. And it's this terrible feeling. Like, I feel like mentally I'm trapped in a cage, but I can't do anything. Like, I can't freak out or anything. So I'm trapped inside myself too. So I'm trapped in the subway inside myself as well. Can't do anything about it. And it's scary, but eventually I had to get used to the subway because I was going to college classes before the pandemic hit. And, you know, I took the subway almost every day. And it wasn't a problem. I was actually starting to enjoy the commute because I could just listen to new music. And I would get stoned before the subway. I'd get on, like, kind of baked out of my mind. And I'd be sitting there with a playlist going in my earphones, and it'd be like I was crafting the soundtrack to a movie I was starring in on the subway, is what it felt like. And that's the cool thing about weed, is that it can make those types of experiences, like going on the subway, which is such, like, a normal thing, it makes it interesting and cinematic. And, you know, that's something that I don't think I'll ever take for granted with weed. You could be on a long car ride, either with your friends or whatever, or even by yourself. You could be on a long car ride and be a little bit stoned, like, after smoking a joint. I'm not promoting smoking and driving. Usually, okay, like, do it if you're the passenger and you're high, that's fine. I don't really drive anymore. Like, family, I've driven with family and they drive, so it's fine if I'm high. But, like, those long car rides, if you get baked on that, you pop in your headphones or turn up the music, holy shit, dude. It is so fun. You will have the time of your life. And you could play license plate games with your friends. I know this sounds so childish, but you know the alphabet game? So you start with A and you try to get to Z, and you just kind of keep track of, I don't know how you keep track of this, but we never played to, like, compete with each other on a points level. but you just try to find the letter that's next in the alphabetical order on somebody's license plate on the highway first before everyone else, and you try to find them all as quick as possible. And that's a fun game. Well, you can play it that way, where like you find each one first before the other person, or you see who can get through the alphabet with license plates that they find on the highway first. I guess that would make more sense to play it. So yeah, you compete for the alphabet. That's a fun game. It's a fun game. It's childish, but I enjoy it. I used to get stoned and go on these long car rides through wooded roads, and during sunny summer days, I'd smoke cigarettes and listen to Post Malone back when he was just getting big, and me and my buddy would just go on these trips, and it was so much fun. Oh my God. We did some crazy shit. One time we went to this house party, and then we were both pretty fucked up, rolled up to McDonald's. I offered the dude at the register a hit of my weed, and he almost did it, but he was like, "Oh, my manager's on, I can't." And I was like, "Oh man, okay, all good, man. Just trying to spread the love." This was after like the first time I did acid. This was a couple months after that, so I was in that, you know, that type of mindset. Like, yeah, man, everybody's a good person, man. You just gotta love them. My point is, weed makes those moments, like I said, like a movie, cinematic. And it's whatever movie that you want to make it. You just put your headphones in, pick the songs, and then go. And walking through the city, I'll do that. Not just the subway or yesterday, but just, yeah, just walking through the city streets. You can craft your movie. Like, I'll put on Young Folks by, I don't know who that is, but... That song. If you're gonna end up going. I don't think I can sing that. I'll get in trouble. So you might ask, Alex, how are you going to have any material to talk about on this podcast if you make an episode pretty much every day? Aren't you gonna run out of shit? Maybe. I don't think so. Before this, I don't know, for the people that have been here since the beginning, there was a period of time at the beginning of the pandemic where I started a podcast called Useless Garbage, because with the podcast host or provider that I was using, they limited the amount of time that you could upload per show. So the short news was limited. Short nudes. The short news was limited to two shows a week. But now it's unlimited. I can do as many. So Useless Garbage didn't need to happen anymore. But I loved podcasting so much, I just was doing it every day, just on a different show. But then I brought it back to here once I moved to Podbean. And that's what happened. So you're wondering, what are you going to talk about? And I'm like, well, I like this reacting to content thing, and I've been watching a lot of YouTube. Today I watched that whole, today and yesterday, I watched and then finished today the whole Joe Rogan podcast where he has Alex Jones on the second time. And I have to say, wow, that dude's got some interesting theories. He apologized for the Sandy Hook thing. And he admits now, listen, it happened. I know it happened. Like, I've talked to people who were there. It happened. 100%. That was my fault. I'm fucking insane. I know I am. And he even said that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I want to hear what this dude has to say. I don't agree with him at all. He's like on the complete opposite spectrum of me. And he calls a lot of the people that I believe in evil for a lot of just crazy outlandish reasons. But it's still entertaining. And Joe Rogan said that too. He's like, whether you agree with you or not, talking to Alex Jones, you're really entertaining to talk to. And it's so true. You don't have to believe a word of what this guy is saying. Hopefully, you and me, we have those mental filters where we can say, hey, this is absolutely insane and I don't believe it, but I understand that there's freedom of speech, and as long as he's not mobilizing people to do something bad, to go inflict harm upon others, then this shouldn't be a problem. It was interesting, and you can feel free to completely disagree with me, and I am a monster for believing that it was an interesting podcast to listen to. But it was. I'm sorry. It was an interesting podcast. I think those types of shows, those types of episodes, not just of Joe Rogan, but anything, where they give people that would normally not have a place to speak, giving them that access, that mouthpiece. We need that perspective. We need to know that there are people in our country that are thinking this way, or this is where their thinking is coming from, or something along those lines. Like, Alex Jones isn't the only one who thinks these sorts of conspiracies. He's just kind of the spokesperson. And it's a big part of our society. And whether you believe in those things or not, you need to acknowledge that these people are out there, and we need to understand where they're coming from, I guess. And if we can prove them wrong with facts, then all right. But I don't know, it makes me uneasy, the whole deplatforming of people. I think that's just too much. Unless you're talking about racist shit, then just deplatforming, to me, you're taking away somebody's right to speak their mind. But he definitely fucked up on the Sandy Hook thing. Don't get me wrong on that. Huge, huge fuck up. That's a big no-no. Major disrespect to those victims and their families and everyone involved. And, you know, I don't know. You deserve some sort of being brought to justice for that. But deplatforming completely, I don't know. Dude is gone, though. Like, you can't find him. I think he got arrested for a DUI recently. Like, this past year. He was drinking sake with his wife. And then drove home and, you know, they got him. Let me just move up here. Okay, so what we got now, we gonna catch some predophiles. That's what we gonna do. We gonna catch them predophiles and we gonna show them the justice. Alright? That's what's got to happen. So, I found this one. We haven't found a good one where the dude cries, or the predator cries. And I think we need that. All of them, they're like, oh, no, I didn't do anything. I didn't know it was illegal. This dude cries like a baby. So let's get into it and roast the fuck out of him. Because if you do this, if you're going to endanger and traumatize a 13-year-old like this, you deserve to be humiliated. You do. 100%. Here we go. Okay, so these are just the texts. All right, here we go.
Dude, I'm not 13.
Hey, bro, what are you doing here, man?
Just chilling.
Really? Yeah. You want to have a talk?
No, we're good.
No, I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to talk with you.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, we can have a seat out of one of these tables or whatever. Right here, you can sit right here.
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
I don't do this often. I just really...
You really what?
Just wanted to see someone today, and I was just like,
okay, well, why don't we have a seat?
Yeah.
Have a seat over there, please.
So what's your name?
Joel.
What?
Joel.
Yeah. How old are you?
20.
You're 21. Who are you here to meet with?
Well, it's supposedly Leo, just to hang out. He wanted just to hang
just
out.
Just to hang out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so he puts up the chat. It says, I'm actually 13. Hope you're not mad. And then he goes, not at all.
I have the entire chat.
Yeah,
laws,
no, that, yeah, no, I know. And I have it too.
Oh, yeah. So you did not talk sexual to this 13-year-old
no,
boy?
I swear.
You didn't.
I'm positive.
You didn't say anything sexual.
Can we kiss if you want? Have you ever popped a boner?
I just wanted to like cuddle because it's pretty cold, and that's all I want to do.
That's all you said?
Wait,
that's all you said?
Yeah, dude. I just got the messages right here.
Okay, well, yeah, I'd love to hear it from the horse's mouth.
And then he puts up more chat logs. Are you curious or bisexual? Want to come over? Yeah, that doesn't sound like just non-sexual stuff.
I don't know why you're doing this to me.
I'm
right
filming
now.
This because...
No, I know. I believe you. And I
because
don't
you're a
often,
pedophile.
Like, I'm just...
Well, I don't know why you're doing this to me right now. Like, all I'm trying to do... is fucking molest somebody. Like, why is that such a big deal? I don't understand this. You're like, I'm the victim here. You're the predator. You're predating on me, trying to predate on this child. You predator. You
just a young person. I'm just a young person trying to hang out with someone. I was gonna.
Okay.
I swear to God, I just hang out right there.
Okay. Okay. Well, pull your chat logs out, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to be worried. I'm not gonna touch you. I'm not gonna do anything. Yeah.
No, I know.
Law enforcement.
No, I know. I won't do this again if you guys are trying to fucking embarrass me and
embarrass you.
Yeah.
Wait. You embarrassed yourself.
I know I did.
Okay.
Right here, what you're doing, same here. Also just looking for someone to cuddle with, that's all. Not at all. And so I was like,
I said I'm actually 13. Hope you're not mad. You said not at all.
Not at all. Because on his thing, he said, you know, just hang out. So I was like, okay, kid just wants to hang out. And so I was gonna buy him Starbucks and that's it, and just talk to him and hang out.
So
and,
scroll down a little
and then
bit.
And he was like, and then looking for friends. I see, you ever been with a guy? Because I this app is for guys, and obviously I thought you guys were trying to hook up with guys. So I don't know why you're trying to do this.
Just said
I know,
that
I know,
on my
I know.
Profile
I know.
Said I'm hanging out.
Yeah,
does
I know.
That say hookup?
No,
it says hanging out.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Okay, so why are you saying that? Don't lie.
I know.
Okay.
Are you curious or bisexual? Don't want to come over and do you have a selfie?
Wait. I said I have a. Do you have a selfie? You sent one.
Yeah.
You
I look like that person. It's not someone else. It's not an older guy. I'm not older like those 50-year-olds.
Well, you're
but you're 21 and you're trying to meet a 13-year-old. 13. That's not normal. That is not normal, dude. What the hell are you doing? How do these dudes try to justify this and try to like get away with it? I just don't. It upsets me. It truly upsets me.
Still 21. That's still an adult.
I just turned 21.
Still an adult.
I apologize.
Okay.
If you could let me go today.
Hold on. I said.
I don't know. You tell me to you. I was asking, what do you want to talk? What do you want to do or talk about? Because I saw his, and I wasn't gonna like, you know, pursue him and be like, oh, you want to hook up.
Well, you said. You said you want to.
Well, yeah. And he said, how about you? And I was like, well, this is what I do.
So you think that's okay to talk to a 13-year-old boy like that?
No.
You said.
I just said
same. Make out, touch.
Well, obviously, when you're making out, you're touching each other.
But this is a boy.
Well, obviously, when you're making out with someone, you're touching them. Obviously, when you're molesting someone, like, what, you don't know? You don't know? Jeez, man. I thought you knew. Wow, dude, you're, like, he's trying to be, like, condescending to when he's the pedo. Like, what is that? What is that? Dude, you came here to meet a child. Okay, I had to go pee. And now Susie's here sitting next to me, so I had to move a little bit. All right, where were we? This crybaby.
Yeah, I apologize.
Hey, that's a 13-year-old boy, man. Okay. Hey, hold on. I said, how old are you? You said you're 21.
Okay.
I said, I'm free now. You said, what do you want to do? I said, we can get food. You said, can we kiss?
Okay.
You want to kiss a 13-year-old boy, Joel? You said you weren't doing anything sexual?
Yeah.
You just said you weren't doing anything sexual.
And then have you ever popped a boner? That's not just something you ask a friend. Right? That's not something you as an adult ask a kid. That there's no reason. There's literally no reason.
Sexual.
And I did ask him if he ever popped a boner, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I apologize.
Don't cuss. Hey, you think that's okay?
No, it's not. But I'm not like you, older people like you.
Well,
know.
You are.
Well, yeah, but like it, you know. I'm just.
Well, you're 21. Yeah, does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't.
You're an adult.
I apologize.
When I confronted you, you said you didn't do. You didn't say anything sexual. I swear.
Rewind.
Sexual to this 13-year-old
no,
boy.
I swear.
You didn't.
I'm positive.
You swear you didn't do anything sexual.
No, I apologize.
Why are you lying when you have the?
Well, I know. Well, I'm not lying because I'm showing you, and I'm like trying.
Well, you
to
were
back.
Lying a couple
well, not,
minutes
not
ago.
Not the way the way I like thought of it in my head was like okay, you know.
Hey,
but he asked me a question. You know, he asked me a question like, hey, so what do you do? Like,
getting busted
you?
Outside the Cold Stone Creamery. That's the way to fucking do it.
You think that's okay to talk to a 13-year-old boy like that?
No, I do not.
Don't you think that's a little weird?
Now,
why would you do that?
Well, the person hit me up back, and
he messaged you, or you messaged him?
Actually, I think it was me.
Yeah, you messaged
me.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, it's my bad.
Yeah. So you contacted the boy. I let you know the age, and you talked sexual, man.
I apologize.
You see how that looks?
Yeah. Can we just let this go? And I want.
Can
to
we just
go?
Let this
on,
go? Guys. Just
yeah,
let
with,
this go.
Apology, you know,
let this go.
It's a gate.
Yeah, say that to the cops. Please. Please. Can we just let this go, man? Listen, I know I was going to molest this kid, but can we just let this go? Like we'll go separate ways. I'll go home and probably get back on Grindr and do the same fucking thing.
Come on, bro. Come on. I just got out of a relationship for the longest time. I just wanted to cut it with someone. I really Did it mean to hook up with the, mean to see a 13-year-old? I swear to God, I promise you.
You said not at all. When I let you know the age, you said no.
I apologize. Can I please just go? I am embarrassed.
You can leave whenever you want.
Okay,
I'm
embarrassed. Right now.
Well, I'm gonna walk you to your car. Thank you for coming out to meet with a 13-year-old boy.
I apologize.
You apologize, yeah, but would you feel if that? How do you think that 13-year-old boy would say when you would touch him? Do you think you would apologize to him?
No, I would apologize. Yes.
So you touch him and then you say, "Oh, no, I'm sorry." Well, that's what you said. You said you wanted to kiss him, you wanted to make out, touch.
I'm just gonna go back home.
Okay, go back. Huh?
I'm just gonna go home where I came back.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm gonna walk you to your car.
I don't have a car. I came on the bus, you jerk.
I'm a jerk? Yes, because I'm a jerk? You're the one who came out for a 13-year-old boy, Joel.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
I'm a jerk.
I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm the jerk.
Jerk, you pretend to be a kid. I thought I was gonna meet a kid and I was gonna molest them and have sex with a 13-year-old boy, but it turned out to be an adult. Only the jerk here.
I apologize. Can I just go home, please?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm walking you to your bus. I wanna go home. Be safe. Why are you crying?
Because I didn't mean to freaking come out here to see someone. It was my first time talking to a young person. You made me look bad in front of everyone.
Well, you think that's okay?
You made me look bad in front of everyone when I was trying to be a pedophile. You do the right thing as a concerned citizen and caught the person who was preying on a young person.
Oh my God, like, what a little bitch. What a bitch. And it doesn't stop there. You think it stops there, but it doesn't. Sorry, let me just cue this up. Jamie, could you pull up the part where the dude cries? Susie.
I'm never doing this again.
That's what I want you to never do. I don't want you to come talk.
Oh my God, she did that. Susie just stands on the fucking MacBook keyboard and starts playing the video again. That's hilarious, because I was just like, Jamie, could you pull up the crying part? And she's like, oh, you want me to? Yeah, I got you. Nice one, Sue. You push the right button. Yeah, you get kisses for that. She's like, what? I did my best. Why are you telling me no? Okay.
Talk to little kids.
Well, especially no. I didn't even do this.
This is not you're here.
This is the first time I ever talked to a young kid.
This is also hopefully your last time, right?
Yeah, and I'm taking a 303. Thank you for walking me.
I'm going to walk you all the way.
Okay.
Slow down, buddy. I don't want you to get hit by cars.
Hopefully not. Hopefully, shit.
Huh? Hopefully what?
Hopefully I should get hit by a car.
Why?
For embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing you, or
I
you?
I feel embarrassed because I feel like a pathetic person, a worthless. I feel worthless.
You are.
How do you think the child would feel? Do you see how selfish that is? You're saying, oh, I feel selfish. Oh, I feel worthless. How do you think the child would feel? You coming out to touch him, you coming out to hang out with him, you coming out to ask if he popped a boner.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't touch it.
Oh, people are trying to intervene and beat him up. Good. I hope they kick his ass. He deserves that. They should follow him all the way home.
Bro, if you drove here, I'm gonna follow you until you go to your car.
No, I'm literally trying to go to the bus.
So you took the bus all the way to meet up with this 13-year-old boy?
We're just gonna come get coffee, okay?
And you asked about if he popped a boner.
We were just gonna get coffee, even though I said, do you wanna come over and cuddle? Yeah, what? Dude, you're guilty AF. You're the guiltiest of the guilty, you fucking crybaby-ass little bitch.
If he wants to kiss, you asked him if
you
can kiss.
He's on a date app, okay?
He's 13.
Does that click in your head?
Yes, I do.
He's 13, bro.
Chill. How do you?
Thank
how
you
would
for you... taking me to the bus. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And I promise you, like, I will never talk to you again.
You're gonna what?
I won't talk to any young people again.
That's what I mean, that's what I like to hear.
Not even to get a fucking drink or food. Like,
well, you do you wanted more than a little drink.
I know.
You wanted more. You said you can we kiss, right?
Look, yeah. Look, he just asked me what I do when I go on that. Like,
yeah,
like, what
but
about
he's
you? Like,
no. I said how about you? And then you said make out and touch. And then you said can we kiss?
I was focused on my question, you know.
You said can we kiss? Man,
thank
you think that's okay?
Ghost?
Yeah, bro. So how do you think this is gonna go when this goes up online?
I don't know.
Do you think you're gonna lose your job? I'm gonna wait here till you get on the bus,
you.
Dude.
I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you know how many that guy over there, he was so angry at you? If I wasn't here, he would have done something. How what do you think would happen if the older brother was here?
You'd be dead, fool.
Joel? Dad. What do you think would happen if the police was here?
Dad.
Yeah.
I'm never doing this again.
I hope not. See what I'm saying? Joel, coming out here for... You came out at what? What time is it? Almost 9 o'clock? Come on, man.
Damn, he walks for a while. Where's the crying?
You didn't have anything else to do besides come meet with a 13-year-old boy.
I'm just trying to walk around, man.
Creepy-ass motherfucker.
People already know you, Joel. Yeah. You're walking around. Dude, if you don't get on the bus, I'm gonna just keep recording
you. Why do you think I have my bus card? I do.
Huh? You put on some pajamas, you put on your hoodie. Came down here real quick for a 13-year-old. You wanted to kiss him. You asked him if he popped his private part.
And pop a chub.
What are you gonna do? Where are you going?
I'm waiting for the bus. Obviously, I don't want to hear you guys talk about me.
Well, I'm gonna talk about you so you understand why this is wrong.
Thank you.
Here, I'm gonna sit on this side.
Thank you.
All right, so what did you do wrong here today, Joel?
Talked to a 13-year-old on a gay app, and I thought we were just gonna, well, not really, because I asked him sexual questions, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my fault at the same time, because.
At the same time, it's only your fault.
Yeah.
It's not the kid's fault.
Yeah. Right.
It's your fault. You're the adult here.
It's your fault for turning out to not be a 13-year-old, and really. Really, just breaking my heart. I thought I was gonna, thought I was gonna get to molest this kid, and now I can't.
There's no excuse.
Cry, you fucking baby.
Do you think people like you deserve to go to prison, Joel?
I don't want to. Do you ask someone else that question?
Could you ask someone else that question?
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
I'm making you cry?
I didn't mean to hurt anyone. I just wanted to fucking...
just wanted to what?
You just wanted to molest somebody. That's all. I just wanted to molest him. Susie's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Dude, what? Oh my god. Him crying about not being able to molest this kid makes me want to just beat him up even more.
I want to see someone again.
You just wanted to see someone?
Yes.
But he's 13, Joel. He's not 18, he's not 19, he's not 20, he's not 21. This is a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. That's why I'm not asking anyone else this question.
Never mind. It's not here every day.
What? No, let me.
No, it's because nothing. Never mind.
Okay. I'm here to listen to you, but. Is that your bus?
No, I'm telling you, no.
What time does the bus come?
38.
38, so in 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and then he gets on the bus, and then that's it. But dude, that crying, oh my god!
I just wanted to molest him.
Please, somebody. Okay, so this one's called Online Predator Cries Number 90, and the channel is CC Unit. If anybody knows this dude, this fucking pedo, let me know. Give me his name. I'll find him. You think I'm kidding, but these people need to be, like, beat up or something. They really do. Do we have time for one more? We're not on a time constraint. What am I saying?
Rogue, it's Black. She doesn't see the car. What car is it? All right, I'll be right there.
Alright, where is it? Are they gonna jump him? Are they gonna jump him?
How's it going, man?
Damn, that was slick. They're like waiting around the corner of the house, and the pedo is coming with the decoy, and they just jump out around the corner. What's up, man? Take your hands out of your pocket. That's crazy.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, just step over here.
We're just gonna
have a talk with you real quick.
Okay. Bro, you just got fucked.
Hey, how you doing? Want to see from your right?
Yeah.
Have a seat over there, please.
Go ahead, take a seat. Hand
Let's
out your
see
pocket.
This kid.
Thank you.
Oh, yo, you look like somebody I used to work with. But you're not. You're definitely not. He's, like, much more in shape. Jeez, dude, what you? All right, let's see what this freak is doing here. We know what he's doing here, but anyways,
what are you doing here today? You guess you were here to meet a girl.
Yeah.
So were you here to meet a girl, or were you not here to meet a girl?
I was here to meet a girl.
Okay, and how old was this girl?
Yeah, Shane.
18 on the profile.
What age did she tell you?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I do not recall. I do not recall.
Right.
Okay, but what did she tell you?
I'm not sure, guys. Okay.
You're not sure? Relax. You're not going to get hurt.
You're not sure.
Yep. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Lying ain't going to help. Okay?
Okay.
Oh. This is interesting.
Okay.
Your shirt.
Yes.
How old are the kids that you work around?
Oh.
I haven't worked there in a couple years, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know that. I'll find out, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, back to the beginning. How old was she?
Said 18 on the profile.
That's not my question. I said, how old did she tell you?
What was it on the profile?
What did she tell you? Are you really want to try to do this with me? Because
no.
I could just grab all the chat logs and go verbatim.
You're right.
What did she say on the profile? What did she say on the profile? Sorry, no, I'm imitating the wrong person. She's 18 on the profile.
the 18 on the profile, but even though she told me she lied about her age and that she's 13 or whatever, I think I'm so slick because of what it says in the profile, even though right in the text, it's in writing, it says something else. But I think I'm so fucking slick, even though the title of this video is called Predator Number 79, Shane, in parentheses, arrested. Mr. Smarty Pants? Mr. Smarty Boy? Yeah. Yeah, nice going, dude. Nice going. Why am I getting texts on my computer? Well, I know why, but I thought I turned on Do Not Disturb. I guess not.
Right.
So let's try one more time. Okay?
I think she said she was 15 or 16.
You think?
You think?
I think she said that she was turning 15.
Oh.
Actually, I know she said she was turning 15.
Because I'm her.
Make her how old?
Probably 14.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. And you're how old?
20.
Don't try to see, you're trying to lie already.
20. Into like a snake with his tongue. 20. He doesn't even want to say. That's like this Mad TV skit where this woman doesn't want to say her age, so she's like, back in 19.
Like, just
I know,
tell the truth. 26.
Yes, sir.
Does a 26-year-old?
No.
Know what?
Does a 26-year-old belong at all near a 15-year-old? Or 14-year-old, sorry.
Finish my question. Know what? Go ahead. Tell me what you
I
were just, saying.
I wanted to make sure she was of age first before I actually brought her out to dinner.
You wanted to... So after she told you she wasn't of age multiple times, you wanted to drive to another state.
I just took a massive road trip all the way over here. Just so I could verify her age, even though she told me that she is 14. But I still wanted to just make sure. I was just coming to make sure. I wasn't going to, like, you know, like, this is something that could have been verified completely over the internet. But, you know, I had the gas money. I had the time. I was just, you know, it was what I felt like doing. And she said she was 14, but whatever, man, whatever. What a fucking freak.
To make sure she was of age?
Yeah.
You're saying that what I just said is correct?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I just wanted to make sure she was of age. I was only gonna bring her dinner.
She told you multiple times.
I just want to make sure she was of age.
Dude, you sound like you need a swirly. Like, someone's got to take your head and shove it into the toilet and give you a bunch of swirlies, like flush. Because this kid deserves to be bullied. Like, for real.
She was 14.
People lie.
Now here's the why would somebody lie about that? And why would you be interested if she told you that she was 14? Why not end the conversation?
On a dating website of 18.
That has nothing to do with it. Why is a grown man?
Anybody can make an account and put whatever age, okay? Like on Tinder, when I was in high school, there were people that I knew, girls that I knew, that would fake their age and say they were 18 when they were actually 16 or 17. Yo, that's fucking dangerous. That's really dangerous. And yeah, and then they pretend to be older and until they get into the chat and it's like, oh no, I'm actually 16. It's like, oh nope. The normal reaction is, nope, I'm out. Peace. This dude's like, oh yeah, you're young like that? You're a kid? Well, turns out, I worked with kids. I love kids. This dude. I'm gonna come down and check on you. Drive across to a different state to come check on you.
with a minor joining a dating website for adults.
Okay, listen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Look at me. See, I'm calm, right? Mm-hmm. It's because I've been doing this for a while. What do you think would happen
first rodeo.
If her father was standing in front of you right now and read all your chat logs, sleeping over, all that? You were going to come pick a 14-year-old girl up and bring her out of state to sleep over your house and maybe for the weekend if you were nice, right? True or false?
No, I backed out.
You didn't say that?
I did say that, but I backed out.
And you're
out.
Standing in front of me. You didn't back out. You came to meet her.
I was really nervous.
I backed out. That's why I drove all the way over here and met with the decoy and was ready to get it on. I backed out. I totally backed out. I backed out right when you guys popped up around the corner and told me to sit down. That's when I backed out. But leading up to that point, I was all in. Is what he's not saying.
What did I actually do that?
You're here.
I know, and I didn't really want to.
So that's
and
what
I didn't
you just
really
said. You
did not
back
be.
Out. You're in front of me.
I know.
You drove a whole state.
I know when I drive to a different state to meet a girl, it's not because I'm just coming to check on them. I'm on a mission. Dude was on a mission. We've all been on that mission before, but the difference is we're not all pedophiles like this guy. This is fucked up. I cannot believe this many people exist in Connecticut that do this. Or come to Connecticut to do this. It's insane to me.
Hey, to meet a 14-year-old girl. That's not backing out.
I was very hesitant, actually.
Very hesitant?
Yeah.
Cuddling?
I was very hesitant. That's why I showed up here. That's why I came all the way here and brought a condom and stuff.
Wait, is someone at the door? Okay, so does he get arrested on camera? Where does this go?
Because my father didn't want me to date anyone under the age of 21.
Nobody wants you to date anybody under the age of 16, at least. Do you understand that? We're talking 14, though.
And yeah, 16 dude, you is went even extreme. Disgusting. You went to the extreme.
Look at me. 16's legal in this state. You're 26. That's still disgusting. You went 2 years before that.
Wait, 16's legal?
See,
I don't even know. I really don't know.
I should
but we
just
all
lit
know
up.
That 14's illegal, don't we?
Yes, sir.
His face just lit up. He was like, 16's illegal? 16's legal? Oh, wow. Damn. Wow. Holy moly. Well, I can molest a 16-year-old. Great. Dude, you're 26. You can't find anyone like, even like 21. They don't, why a child? Oh my god.
False.
True.
Did you know that this was illegal?
I had a heart. Oh, yeah. Or
you absolutely knew because you asked every question. You asked if we were the police. You asked if this was a sting. Not police, a sting.
Well, I've
a
seen
sting.
Those, you know, go on live news things.
Yeah, like what?
Where they, like, confront the person and sit down and have a news talk with them.
Oh, did that happen, like, in Mass or something?
No, it was over in, like, New York or somewhere further out.
Oh, okay. One last question. I'll pass it back to my partner before we wrap this up. What do you do for work? Since you said that that's your old job, which I'm going to confirm and make sure that's the truth.
I'm unemployed now.
Oh, okay.
I used to work here. I'm all employed looking for a full-time job.
Well, do everybody a favor and do not look for any more jobs that involve you around children.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen now is we're going to escort you to your vehicle. Okay. We're going to make sure that we have your license plate on camera. Okay. When the authorities contact us, we will pass everything over. Chat log.
All right, where is this going?
You pop the truck.
I'm telling the truth.
I have to. I'm not an officer. I'm just making that clear.
No, no,
I'm just.
No.
I'm curious if you're telling the truth.
I am.
Wait, what?
You don't. Would you mind showing us if that's the truth? Like,
yeah.
you would pop the trunk and everything? You don't have to. I'm not an officer. I'm just making that clear.
No,
I'm just. I'm curious if you're telling the truth.
I am.
Oh, wait, telling the truth about what?
Would you look and record with my camera from outside?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I heard. I know.
Would you? Would you mind showing us if that's the truth? Like,
yeah.
you search your vehicle or anything
yeah,
like
no.
that?
The wine coolers in Mountain Dew.
You do know that. We can't search your vehicle or anything.
Yeah.
You don't. Okay, cool. Let's go have a look.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I'm running. Hands are in my pockets.
That's fine.
Do you mind moving stuff around? Or
Let's see what's in his trunk.
What about that bag? What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
Food.
What about the other bag?
Yeah, what about the other bag, dude? What's good, bro?
Yeah, like a pop.
Do you mind if I dig around? I just wanna.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the back?
I don't know. You can put the
bowl
in there, but.
You mind popping it?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna touch it. My hands are in my pockets.
Some Coca-Cola. He brought Coca-Cola for a child.
Alright, cool.
Alright.
Thing, but you're in a whole nother state, so I hope you take it upon yourself to get some help.
Okay.
Chances
are Wait, he drove to Connecticut from Massachusetts. He took a fucking road trip to go meet a kid. This man probably, he can't get anyone his age. Probably because he creeps on kids. Now this isn't going to help. Anyways, I want to get into predator catching. Like, I wish I could do that. I need to. Just because it'd be so cool to embarrass these creeps, you know? Just need to absolutely just destroy them all. Damn, I'm getting tired. Been up since like 6. Should we go into a relationship advice and end it on that? Yeah. Let's do that. All right, let's end with this one. Girlfriend, 23 female, of my housemate, 24 male, is obsessing about our cat and taking the cat to her house. It's giving me the creeps. How do I approach them in an adult/civil way? I will first give a bit of background information. I live with 10 other people, all in their 20s. A year ago, we decided to adopt a cat. She is a sweetheart and loves to follow the people she knows. These people are always us 11 and people who often visit our place. The cat also likes to take long walks. The cat loves us equally, and we really view her as our cat. She's registered on my name, since only one person can be the owner in the eyes of the animal shelters, which makes sense. She's also chipped. Oh, I have to get that done. My housemate, 24 male, has a girlfriend, L, 23 F. L has never really fit well with the rest of my housemates. There was a time where she was picking verbal fights with us, which put A in a weird spot. A is the boyfriend. I will not go into too much detail since I'm afraid they will figure out who I am. The gist of the fights is that me and the other housemates understood her point of view, but we just did not agree with her and refused to change certain things because of it. A was understandably on her side. She made it seem like we all hated her because of that, but it was definitely not true. It became very clear that she was not a good listener and definitely not someone who likes to be told no. Eventually, she did get her way, though. I found it understandable that she would be mad for a couple days or weeks, but apparently that is not the case. This happened months ago, and I thought she was over it. But she still makes snarky comments about the fights every now and then. Now onto my problem. During the summer holiday, Elle has become obsessed with our cat. She will come by just to check out her cat multiple times a day. She often doesn't even say hi, but will just immediately ask where the cat is. It seems like she is not even here for A, but solely for our cat. There have been numerous occasions where she tries to lure the cat to come to her. It's been creepy, to say the least, and I also do not understand her sudden change of behavior. Before, I had the feeling she thought the cat was okay and fun to pet, but right now it feels like she wants to be with our cat 24/7. Jesus, sounds like she's going to kidnap your cat. I do not understand. I do understand her behavior a bit. Our cat is adorable, but right now it's giving me a creepy vibe every time she asks where the pet is. I feel my mother instincts kick in, so to say, haha. She lives close enough for a cat to follow her to her place. I know A and L often take walks with our cat, but during the summer holiday, I figured out that A and L took our cat inside her house to play with her. They probably have the cat there for a few hours. I 100% believe that the cat just follows them to L's place. After I found out, I asked A to stop with this behavior. He told me that it would not happen very often. That did not assure me. I again asked A to just stop with it, since I think it's a bit weird. A did not comment, and I thought the matter was solved. Well, most definitely not. This week, I again figured out that the cat was at her place. I just saw L, A, and our cat coming out of her home. I think this was again for a few hours or less. I was really angry, since I thought that it would not happen anymore. If we had a dog instead, this behavior would not have been tolerated at all. I did not want my emotions to take over, so instead of confronting, I decided to wait a bit for my emotions to calm down. It's been a few days, but I still have no idea how to confront A and L, and really let them understand why this is weird behavior. I want to approach them in a civil way, but I just do not know how. I have no idea how L will not turn this into a fight. I'm pretty sure she's going to tell me I do not trust / hate her or something like that. Does someone know what I can say to A and L? Well, you need to assert that this is not okay. And it doesn't matter if she feels confronted or offended, because that's your cat. That cat belongs in your home. And not to be confused at her house. She's trying to, like, convince your cat to live with her. And that's not cool, and that shouldn't be okay with you. So you need to put your foot down and pull her aside and be like, L, listen, I really appreciate that you love our cat and everything, but the cat's in my name. The cat lives in our house. You can't keep taking my cat home with you. That's not okay, and if you do it again, you can't come here anymore. Got it? And then if she says, oh, it's just because you don't trust me. No, I would be uncomfortable with anybody doing what you're doing. But you're the one doing it, so I'm uncomfortable with you. Understand? Top comment. You should definitely say something. People who have I won't take no for an answer mindsets usually start to consider stuff theirs to keep. For example, if you had a lawnmower or something like that, and the person with that kind of mindset was allowed to take it and use it whenever they wanted, they would probably slowly start with keeping it at their house for a couple of days before they gave it back, and then start only giving it back when you asked for it, and then start not letting you take your own lawnmower back at times. I have a cat that's super friendly because he thinks he's a dog. If my cousins down the street started taking him to their house just because he was friendly and they were family, I would definitely feel weird about it. It's not okay even with family members, and that's definitely not okay if it's just a girlfriend of a roommate. Yeah, you need to put your foot down. I don't care if, like, you shouldn't care if it starts an argument because that's your cat. If she says, oh, you don't trust me, listen, it's my cat, it's my rules, it doesn't matter what you think. If you do it again, you're not respecting me. So, you either respect the rules or get the fuck out. And that's what you gotta say, because this bitch is gonna steal your cat. And you obviously are concerned about that, otherwise you wouldn't be posting this. So put your foot down, that's all I can say, the people in the comments are right. Don't let this bitch take your cat. I would punch someone if they tried to do that with Susie. I would beat the shit out of them. Anyways, I gotta go. I gotta eat lunch. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Short News Podcast. I'm Alex Madore. You can find me on Twitter at Alex_Madore. And I will be there tweeting about random stuff. All right, guys. I love you. Peace.
It's really that time of year, and your team might finally do it. Or if you're a Rams fan, you might just want to book the trip now. This year, Super Bowl 56 is in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium, February 13th. You can scour resellers to buy an overpriced ticket closer to the day, or you can lock in the Super Bowl experience of a lifetime. Now with our friends at On Location, true 50-yard line seats, only available with On Location, an invite to celebrate on the field with the champs on location. Yes, you want to craft a perfect confetti angel like I did? Go the game with On Location. And it's not just about gameplay. From dinner with NFL legend Marcus Allen to pregame parties featuring acoustic sets for Wyclef, the official hospitality partner of the NFL is offering the most exclusive ticket packages available. Want to know how? Visit onlocationexp.com/SP56 or search Super Bowl On Location. That's right. Search Super Bowl On Location. Make the trip of a lifetime. It's your shot. Take it.